God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. John 4, verse 24. God is our creator, and God is worthy of our worship. Not only that, God designed worship to help us. You see, God doesn't tell us to worship him because he needs our worship. As a matter of fact, the Bible says that God does not need anything from human beings because God gives everything to us as human beings. Acts 17, verse 25. So God deserves to be worshiped. Too often, we don't realize how good worshiping God is for us. Now, I'm talking here in particular about what many people refer to as going to church. I realize that we can have private devotions, and I realize that those private devotions can really help us. We need to meditate upon God's Word. We need to pray to God, and in that sense, have our own private devotion or worship to God. But I'm talking in particular, in this set of lessons, about how helpful it is for us to be together in a local congregation worshiping God on a regular basis. We oftentimes don't realize just how many benefits there are. And what I want to do in this lesson is to point out some of the benefits of going to church and worshiping God. Number one, it builds a sense of respect. The atmosphere in scriptural New Testament worship is different from the kind of environment that you find in other situations. There is reverence for God there. The simple fact that God's name is said in reverence in a worship assembly makes it a very helpful thing. So many times today, the only situations where people hear the name of God mentioned is where somebody at work or somebody on television uses God's name in vain. And I believe that that affects us sometimes more than we realize. A worship assembly is one of the few public places that you can find where there is reverence and where God's name is respected. You find in a worship service that there is order. And that order, that structure, instills respect for other people. It causes people to be considerate and to submit to authority. The worship service is good for children. It is good for them in every area of life. It is good for children to be in a situation where they have to sit still. Now, I realize that small children have trouble doing that, and they're not going to be as still as adults are. But it's good for them to be in a situation where they're not allowed to just get up and run and do anything that they want to do. What are you teaching them, and what are they learning in that kind of environment? They're learning respect. They're learning to submit. And that attitude that they're learning will help them in every other part of their lives. So we shouldn't try to turn church into a playground. We shouldn't say, well, these are children, so let's just put them in a different kind of worship environment and let them have their own church services and let them do anything that they want to, because you can't expect them to get anything out of the worship service where there are adults. And that's just not true. You find in the Bible, folks, that they came together in the assembly. And you find in the Old Testament that the men and the women and the children sometimes assembled together. Well, if the children couldn't get anything out of that kind of setting, if the children were too immature to benefit from that, then why is it in the Old Testament that they were all called together on some occasions? So yes, there's a time for Bible classes. There's a time for children to be among people of their own age and to be taught on that level. But we're talking about the worship service, the assembly for worship of the local congregation. It's beneficial because it causes us to respect God, and it builds the respect for each other and the reverence for God that we need. Do you know one of the reasons why that people are not respectful of each other today? It's because they're not respectful of God to begin with. If we respect God, we're going to be much more likely to respect each other. But if we don't respect God, how are we going to respect each other? There is where the problem lies in our society today. And when you consider the worship assembly and the effect that it has on us by causing us to be respectful and to have reverence, think about the songs that we sing. Think about the prayers that are uttered. All of these things humble us. For instance, when we sing songs, those hymns soften our hearts. Even sometimes the hearts of hardened sinners. The rebellious man who thinks that he's too manly to show his feelings sometimes is humbled by these songs. Prayers do the same thing. They encourage submission and they cause us to be reverent. So, one of the first benefits that I want to mention of worshiping God in a public setting is that it causes us to be respectful. Number two, worshiping God gives us a prime opportunity to meditate on spiritual things. Now, obviously, it's not the only time, because you can meditate on spiritual things at any time of the day or any time of the night, just about anywhere you are. But worship is a great opportunity to do this. When we come together to worship God, we get our minds off of worldly cares, even legitimate concerns that we have in this earthly life. We get out of our minds all kinds of vain goals and dreams that only involve the temporary, that only involve things that last a few years here on the earth. And we're able to put into our mind something other than the foolishness that is on television today. One of the great benefits of publicly worshiping God in the church assembly is that you have a place where people are not cussing. You have a place where you're not distracted by all kinds of news reports. You have a place where you can focus and fix your mind on spiritual things. Now, I realize I'm talking about church services as they ought to be. I'm not talking about church services as they sometimes are. There are some church services today that are more like a theme park or a ball game or some kind of political rally, or where they just show a movie and call it church, or where it's so full of entertainment that you think that you're at a rock concert. But I'm not talking about those kinds of settings. I'm talking about what the Bible refers to as worshiping God in the way that God has set forth in His Word. Coming together as a local congregation, and in great respect and in utter reverence, worshiping God, remembering what the Bible says, that God is greatly to be feared in the assembly of the saints and to be had in reverence of all them that are about Him. In that kind of assembly, it's more easy to meditate on spiritual things, and that's one of the great benefits of worshiping God in church today. Number three, when we worship God, it causes us to get our minds off of ourselves. This is one of the main problems that people have today. They're too hung up on their own life. We are challenged when we come to church by the gospel, and we're challenged to be unselfish. The Bible shows that the Word of God, the gospel of Christ, roots out selfishness. Jesus said, "If any man will come after me, let him deny himself." Not please himself, but deny himself. Matthew 16, verse 24. We're reminded when we come to church that other people have trouble too. We hear about other people. We talk to other people. We hear the Bible preached, and we see in the Scriptures that there are people in the Bible that had it much worse than what we're having. And so we get our minds off of ourselves. We think about other people that have problems, and we hear prayers that are uttered where people that are sick are being prayed for, and we hear about other people's problems. We need that. We need to get our minds off of ourselves, and we need to think about each other. Worship does that for us. Number four, worship reminds us that there is what I'm going to refer to as balm in Gilead. I'm talking about healing for our hurts. There's only one place to really heal hurts and to find peace. It's not in humanistic psychology. It's not in a bottle. It's not in pills. It's not in some kind of affair or fling. And it's not in false religion. It's only in the Word of God. That is the only hope for a troubled heart. The Bible says in John 16, verse 33, "In the world you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world." You see, even when a person says, "Well, I believe in God, and I pray, and I read my Bible, And I feel like that the Bible is helping me with the problems that I have. Still, folks, there is so much more benefit to coming to church, being in the worship assembly, where you've got other people to help you to bear that burden, and where we all share in the kinds of struggles that we're going through in life. So what we find in the worship service is that it is a wonderful place to find balm in Gilead. Number five, when we worship God, especially in a public way, it renews our perspective on life and it helps us to reprioritize. When we come before God and we get away from our cars and our houses and our closets and our jobs and our checkbooks and our material possessions, we see things in a different light. Worship brings us back to our senses from a crazy world. It helps us to see the truth of so many simple facts. For instance, you and I will die. Hebrews 9, verse 27. The world in its thinking does not want you to think about that. The world does not want you to dwell on that. The world, with Satan being its leader, does not want you to think about dying and preparing for eternity. The world wants you to think about enjoying and getting all out of life that you can. The world wants you to ignore the fact that you will die. When we go to church, oftentimes we're reminded that this life is short, that we're soon going to leave it, and we need to think about that. We're reminded of the fact that the world, the earth, will perish. This earth and everything in it, everything that you own, everything that anybody else possesses, will be burned up. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 10. If people thought about that more, they would have an entirely different outlook on life. Their lives would change in a heartbeat. If people would just remember every day, I'm going to die, and what I have, I'm going to lose someday. It's all going to be burned up. If people would just remember those two simple facts, their lives would change overnight. We're reminded when we go to church that the judgment lies ahead, that there's a judgment day coming, and that all of us will stand before God and give an account of the way that we've lived. Number six, worshiping God encourages us to live the right kind of life. Where else are we going to get this kind of encouragement? At school? At work? At home? Well, we ought to get that encouragement at home, but sometimes people don't. We receive so little encouragement to do right in this evil world, and we have so much discouragement that we need what the worship service will give us. Worship exhorts us to live a life of separation from the world. And by its very nature, worship helps us to avoid the sins of the world. Now, I realize there's more to pleasing God and being a Christian than just going to church, but it does help. And the more that we think about God, the less room there is for us to think about sin. You just try it. Worship builds faith. It builds the fear of God in our hearts, and that's what we need. And finally, worship challenges us and exhorts us to be saved. Now, that happens in other settings, but there in the worship service, it's very intense. You're not challenged to be smart. You're not encouraged to be successful in the world. You're not promised to be rich or famous if you are a Christian, but you are challenged and exhorted to be saved. In Acts chapter 2, verse 40, the Bible says, "Save yourselves from this untoward generation." And that's what we need to consider more than anything else in this present age. These are some benefits of going to church to worship God.